The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Hanging out with all of you across this great nation. Some of you have hung some lights, have lit the menorahs, are celebrating whatever it is you celebrate across this country and also elsewhere. And I wish you and your families peace and joy in this holiday season. I really mean it. I went and saw the lights today, and it kind of inspired me. It gave me like that feel-good feeling for a few minutes. Until I came back and got a text from a buddy about what was happening in New York. It's been a rough couple of months. It feels that way, doesn't it? It feels like we're being tugged in different directions. And you got to question some of the things that are coming out of Washington for sure. And now we're going to see a big switch in Congress. And what is it going to mean? A blockade? Are we going to see anything happen worthwhile that opens up some lanes for Americans? Are we going to see American companies come back to the United States instead of shipping all those jobs overseas? Because, yes, it's true. Are we going to find that some of the regulations are relaxed for people who are trying to start businesses where they're buried in red tape that makes no sense and doesn't lead to productivity or more people being employed in whatever particular area you happen to be living in? And I'll tell you what, the race will be on for 2016 because I'm looking at my calendar and it's 2015 coming up. That means we're going to see the beauty pageant show of the Republicans and Hillary Clinton. Unless something unforeseen happens, Hillary Clinton is going to be the Democratic nominee, no doubt about it. The protests in New York have to do with the grand jury decision not to indict an officer, a white officer, who killed a black man while he was arresting him. So there were peaceful protests, although there were some arrests because as it got later, it got a little more hairy. And the grand jury declined to indict the cop in a chokehold death, is what some people were saying, because it was videotaped. There's much more to this story, I think, than meets the eye, and there are some former police commissioners who are saying that the officer did what he was supposed to do, what they're taught at the academy, what happens when you are in that situation. Unfortunately, in Staten Island on that day, July 17th, Eric Garner raised both hands in the air. You can see that on the video, and said, and told the officers not to touch him, is what he said. Don't touch me. Then the video shows an officer grabbing Garner behind him in a chokehold, is what it looked like, and pulled him to the sidewalk, rolling him onto his stomach, which is what you've, I'm sure, seen in a lot of cops episodes, etc. But the New York City Police Department doesn't allow chokeholds. So was it a chokehold or the way you proceed? Bottom line is he was pronounced dead that day. They were approaching him in Staten Island, and there was a couple of other officers there, because he was a suspect in selling cigarettes illegally. So the grand jury that decided not to indict the police officer was made up of 14 white and non-white people. That was the jurors, and 12 jurors heard the evidence, and they were in agreement for the decision, and they found there was no reasonable cause to indict. So now there is tension again between police and another minority community, especially because the majority of people stopped under the former stop and frisk police policy were black or Hispanic. So that started the problems in New York. And the Garner death led to a lot of demonstrations around the city and came weeks before what, you know, weeks before what happened in Ferguson, Missouri. So there were a lot of people commenting on this. There is a federal investigation into it. Will that lead to anything? I mean, who knows what happens there? You had the mayor of New York saying that he had received assurances from Washington that the feds would look into Garner's death, they would move forward as fast as they could and be independent. And he said the grand jury decision has created a national moment of pain, a national moment of grief, and searching for a solution. The officer, Pantaleo, according to a statement from his union, says he became a police officer to help people and to protect people who can't protect themselves. And it wasn't his intention to harm anyone. And he feels very bad about the death of Mr. Garner. And he said his family and I include him and his family in our prayers and hope that they'll accept personal condolences for their loss. So we haven't heard the last of, certainly of this one. And this is now, you know, within 9 days that this is protests of a different sort, but protests nonetheless of, I mean, different sort in the sense of two different cases. But other than that, you've got some similarities here. And the question then becomes, you have cops saying on one side, what do you want us to do? And this is what we're taught and this is what we're supposed to do. Could you have someone say, well, I'm sorry, I didn't do anything really that bad, just leave me alone? Was somebody, you know, one of the former police commissioners' argument, how could you have that? And then you have Congressman Akeem Jeffries, who represents parts of Brooklyn and Queens, who said the decision was a miscarriage of justice and an outrage and a disgrace. That he was killed in plain sight for all of America to see because it was on video. And it's inexplicable that the grand jury could not return a single charge, which is the problem that a lot of people are seeing in this case, that there was no charge, nothing, no charge whatsoever. There's no doubt that there's nobody who's winning in this, that's for sure. In Garner's death, now this police officer, Pantaleo, is on desk duty. He was pulled off of, they're investigating, looking into it, and was pulled off of the streets as a result of that. And so now the New York City Police Department was trying to actually bolster the public's confidence, and they announced plans to start having some officers wear body cameras, and then this lack of an indictment came down, and there were people that were protesting on Times Square and at the tree lighting in Rockefeller Center. And are there parallels that you could draw between the deaths of Garner and Brown? They were both black men. It started with something, you know, crimes they were suspected of. Brown supposedly stole cigars from the convenience store. You saw that tape of that. It was pretty clear when you looked at the tape. Garner was selling cigarettes tax-free. And, you know, Garner put his hands up in the air. And then that's when Pantaleo's elbows tightened around his throat. So I'll tell you, I think that things are going to get worse in this country before they get better, and we'll see what the medical examiner has to say, because the medical examiner actually ruled Garner's death a homicide. Wow. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
To the fire department.
I'm stuck in the chimney.
You're stuck in a chimney?
Yes.
Are you hurt right now or just stuck?
No, I'm just stuck. Please hurry.
They're on their way. I'm going to stay on the phone with you until they get there, okay?
Okay.
Did you say you're trapped in a chimney?
Yes.
How'd you get? Okay, how old are you?
13.
Okay, where are your parents?
They're not home.
Wow, can you imagine? That is the mother of all 911 calls. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. The Scottsdale Fire Department crews had to rescue the teenage boy. You heard him say, I'm 13. He got stuck in the chimney of his house on Tuesday night. They think the parents weren't home because he said that when he returned to the house, and he tried to get into the house through the chimney using an extension cord to climb down. He got stuck, but was able to get in a sitting position and use his cell phone to call for help. Oh, that is frightening. So, you know, you can imagine when they first got that phone call, and she was obviously trying to keep him calm, and they had equipment to take the chimney apart. They, you know, they brought all kinds of stuff with them, the Scottsdale firefighters. When they got there, they said they had to take the fire break out and cut away some of the fireplace with tools that some of the units they have, they carry around with them, and they were able to extract him. But it took them an hour to get him out. Oh, that is so crazy. He thought he was like Santa Claus for one shining moment, but the stories of Santa going down the chimney are just make-believe. You don't want to go down the chimney. And can you imagine the neighbors? I was looking at some of the shots of it, and I'm sure they thought, what is going on here? Nathan, did you ever do anything as silly as that? Did you try to climb down a chimney? He won't even respond. He's like, what are you talking about, go down a chimney? You know, I covered a story when I was a television reporter in El Paso where somebody got stuck, and this is serious. Somebody was trying to get down into a restaurant, and they got stuck in a chimney and got stuck in the, like, deep into it. And they that person died. They found them dead in the chimney. There was no calling on cell phones, getting help, somebody knowing, screaming, or whatever happened. Nothing happened. So certainly there probably have been other people that have found themselves in a precarious position like that. But, wow, to venture, you know, to venture deep down in the old chimney, and I guess figuring that there was the way to get through. And part of that is, like I said, part of that is in watching Tube, you know, and hearing tales that's, yeah, sure, of course, that's what you can do. Absolutely. Just go down the chimney. If I told you that gasoline was going to drop below $2 a gallon, would you tell me I was crazy? You know, we make predictions at the tail end of the year forecasting what will happen in 2015, and I can tell you that would never have been on my list. At least 2 months ago, it wouldn't have been on my list. But now, because of what we're seeing in the price of crude, where it's like $68 a barrel, we're seeing gasoline that is $1.99 in Oklahoma City. That's crazy. And, I mean, this, we haven't seen that since July of 2010. And that's how long ago you have to go back for that price. 15% of the nation's gas stations are selling petrol below $2.50 a gallon. And they really feel like it's going to hit that just below $2. I mean, which is absolutely crazy to think about that. Enjoy it while it lasts. Because you know that what goes down will certainly go up again. And part of that is because of the glut in Saudi Arabia there. They cannot be liking this. You know, there are 300,000 Iraqi barrels that are showing pretty much that this oil glut is just going to deepen. Which is causing partially all of that is causing these prices to go down. So OPEC is refraining from cutting oil output for that five-month plunge in prices. It's adding to the supply glut. I mean, just 5 days after OPEC decided to maintain their production levels, Iraq, which is the second biggest member, and of course you knew that, right? Inked an export deal with the Kurds that they're going to add about 300 barrels a day to world supplies. So in global markets that neighbor Kuwait, they say they're facing an oversupply of 1.8 million barrels. Wow. And that's going to deepen. So that's why we're seeing it. There's going to be more oil flooding the market than that nobody needs. And that's why it's dropping so quickly. There's so much of it. I mean, the Kurds were already exporting about 200,000 barrels a day. I saw that on Bloomberg today. I said, wow, you have got to be kidding me. So what a market. So oil tumbled right into a bear market with U.S. drillers pumping the most in three decades, and that's part of it. So global demand slows, and then all that's pumped. How about that? And OPEC resisted pleas from Venezuela and Iran to curb production. They said, no, no, thank you. And just so you know, how many did they pump in November? They pumped 30.56 million barrels. That's 424,000 barrels a day, less than in October if you added all of that up together. So, wow. Not at all what I would have expected. So then the question becomes, how low is it going to go and how long is it going to be cheap? And the answer is, if there's an oil glut and they continue to pump all that oil out there, that tells you the answer to the question. It's just going to continue to get lower. When you pull up to the gas station, it'll be lower because of the supply situation, the supply and the demand situation, which is absolutely wild when you think about it. Of all the things, I mean, really, that I could have predicted, I would not have predicted that we'd be talking about 250. I mean, I can remember just a couple of years ago, we were gasping that we were paying almost $4 for gas. And some of you were paying $4 for gas. And, I mean, that's crazy high. That's when you have an SUV, all those people with SUVs that were saying, yeah, you know, I might have to carpool. We might have to cut back some of our trips. I can remember being on the air and having people on and saying how you have to just do the obvious things all in one fell swoop and not run out constantly in and out, in and out. That it's, that's just going to just cream you at the pumps because of what you're paying. And that's when we were talking about $4, close to $4. Versus now we're talking about, wow, are you kidding? $2? Paying $2 when you pull up? That's extra money. That's great. Then the question becomes, you know, we have a new common denominator besides the weather when you jump on an elevator or, for that matter, when you're making the rounds, getting your hair clipped in the barbershop, then the conversation is going to be, how much are you paying for gas? How much it costs you to fill up your ride? Especially people who have those bigger SUVs and they have vans and, you know, trucks and whatever. What are they getting a gallon and how much are they paying for it? And that's going to continue. Can you imagine if it got down to like a dollar? How about like $1.50? Oh, that'd be awesome. At least temporarily anyway. All right, stay with us. We're booted to the other side.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you want to light up the phones, now is the time to do it. 855-266-5283. You can always flip me an email any time of day, americatonight.net. We skip the mailbag. I promise we'll pick it up next hour. Also coming up, a conversation with Kim Campbell, the wife of Glenn Campbell, who is in a memory home now as he is riddled with Alzheimer's. And what was it like dealing with that? The number of people that are going to get Alzheimer's in the upcoming years is frightening. I'm going to tell you about that. But first, let's go to Grim. Hello, Grim. How are you?
Just fine. How you doing tonight, Kate?
I'm excellent.
That's great. I'm glad you're safe and having a good night tonight. You know, everything else that's going on, you need to pay a little bit more attention to the Communist Broadcasting Service, you know. They're sitting there interviewing the president, I believe they call him, of Iran this weekend, last week.
Yeah. Rouhani.
Oh, yeah. Hey, America, let's accept these people. Wow, everything else is going on. I mean, we're below third world state. It's just a matter of time before we start seeing bombing and, you know what I'm getting at, don't you?
Right.
Yeah, and we really need to pay. I can't understand this president. You've got, in the first time in the period of history, you got the Islamic religion and a terrorist group that are fighting each other in where terrorism got its birth from in the country of Syria. And we could just get our manufacturing back up like we did in World War II. We can supply enough troops to Israel, and we can let Israel liberate them. And 50 years from now, they could do the same thing we do on Normandy for D-Day and everything else. And he would be going down in history as being able to bring two religions together and bring in peace. Because the mass of Syria is a civilian population that's dying.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, you're totally right. I don't get it. I mean, I don't get our foreign policy in general. I mean, you know, what are we doing in the quicksands of the Middle East? So much of it doesn't make any sense.
We're just bombing the innocent.
Yes.
We don't know what's going on.
In some cases, yes. Yeah.
Well, we don't know the truth. We're not there. We don't know the actual truth. Same thing with, you know, what's going on in New York.
Well, that's the problem with the no boots on the ground. Yeah.
We don't know whole truth.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny. I'm not about conspiracy theories, though, Grim, because there's so many. It's easy to float a conspiracy theory. It is so easy. You just need one truth and 50 lies. There
only
are great conspiracy.
Yeah.
Only time tells. And you know, this is the sad truth about it. Sometimes those conspiracy theories are right, and what you just said happens. You have to wait till time ticks away, and then it's like, oh. So that guy that said that wasn't such a kook after all. They were right. I mean, we saw that with Kill the Messenger when we had the reporter on talking about Gary Webb and what he knew. I mean, that blew my mind. And that movie is mind-blowing, and very few people will see it. And now it's way after the fact, but it's something that our government got away with. And this poor guy got crucified for revealing the truth, and it destroyed his life.
Kate, in history, you have actually got a chance of bringing the Jewish religion to the Muslim religion. I mean, we got a working practice with World War II. Because Jews come in there, and afterwards, we can keep on manufacturing stuff because there's got to be reconstruction of that country. And the Jews just police it just like we did Germany, and look how we get along now.
Look how we get along now.
I mean, they don't want us to be citizens, you know. They want us to come spend our money and get out of the country, you know. But that's the same problem with what we have with immigration. Most of those people would rather go home, but there's tyrants down there.
Yeah.
That's why they're here. They love their home. I know. I live around a lot of them. And that's all they do is they talk about how beautiful their home is. It's just that, you know, I can't go back. I'll get killed.
You're getting frustrated. I can tell. I can tell you're getting frustrated. Here's the thing. I would agree with some of what you said, but I would disagree with some of the other things that you say as well, because you don't want to get into a situation where you're anti-Semitic either. I mean, and certainly I'm not. I have many, many Jewish friends, and I don't agree with that. I don't agree that let's just paint people in a broad stroke. I don't agree with those last statements at all. But part of what Grimm said, I agree with the idea of things and some of the things that are happening in the Middle East and the fact that some of the conspiracy theories now, some of that could be could be proven out. And it's ridiculous because we take one stance, then we take a step back, then we reach out, and it's just that it's so tricky, and we're just trying to play this chess game that never falls in the right direction, and if it does, it does for just a moment in time, and then it slips right back. I'll tell you, it's something I would not want to ever tackle. I can't imagine what it would be like to be constantly lied to when you meet with some of these leaders in the Middle East. And then some of the leaders that we pick out to align ourselves with, remember Egypt, blows up in our face, like Mohamed Morsi. Remember what happened there. And what happens to Egypt? What happens in Tunisia? What happens in Libya? One day we're cozy, the next day we're not, things are falling apart, and we're spending serious cash, and we absolutely have left a lot of blood, sweat, and tears in the Middle East. All right, I said I had this conversation with Glenn Campbell's wife, Kim Campbell. Glenn Campbell is in a memory home now. I mean, he may be one of the best guitar players of all time, but riddled with Alzheimer's, the five-time Grammy winner and Country Music Hall of Famer, they did a documentary with his blessing when he could still play, and it's an incredible thing. It's called I'll Be Me. It was just released in some areas, and it's one of the best documentaries I've ever seen, and because Alzheimer's affects so many people. Here's that quick conversation with Kim Campbell.
Kim, first of all, tell me what this means to you, this movie coming out, this documentary on Glenn's life.
Well, I think the documentary really celebrates Glenn as a human being. I mean, obviously, it highlights his career, his talent, and shows a little bit of the early Glenn, what a fantastic guitar player he was. But it shows him as just a wonderful father and husband who's battling, devastating illness, and doing it with joy and love and laughter. And it's a really uplifting film, and I hope it helps remove some of the stigma that exists about having Alzheimer's. It's nothing to be embarrassed about, and you don't need to, a lot of people retreat immediately. I mean, there certainly comes a time in the progression of the illness where you're going to want to protect the dignity of the person as the mind continues to just waste away. But in the early stages and the middle stages, you can certainly get out there with the help of your friends and family and keep living your life. And that's what I hope it encourages people to do.
Yeah, would you tell people along those lines to, I had an aunt that had Alzheimer's who was wonderful. And we just reached out to her and we did everything we could and had people around reach out to your point of not making a secret. Would you tell people that's one of the most important things for them as the caregivers too?
Yeah, the patient should reach out, let people know that you need help, and the caregivers, you can't do it. One person cannot take care of someone with Alzheimer's by themselves. It takes a whole family, friends and neighbors, and what we found is even in our community when we first, got the diagnosis, that the people who in the community knew Glenn at the grocery store, at the fitness center, wherever, they knew he had Alzheimer's, and they reached out to him. I think if you just are open and honest about your life and are, jovial person, I think people want to help. I think the film shows that it brought out the best in everyone. Glenn's openness and making himself vulnerable and just his good nature brought out the best in everybody.
Was that part of your reason for coming to Dallas for awareness? Let's get people aware, not just for the film, but also to help other people dealing with Alzheimer's, because as you know, the numbers are staggering.
They are staggering, and we want to promote the film because the more people see it, the more we're going to raise awareness, and hopefully, it'll result in more funding for more research so we can find a cure. That was Glenn's, passion, and then also we hope that it encourages families that are dealing with the disease.
All right, 44 million people, they say, are faced with Alzheimer's worldwide. It's called I'll Be Me. There's interviews with Bruce Springsteen, Keith Urban, Brad Paisley, and a lot of other celebrities who talk about Campbell's impact on music. And also, the big question, the importance of finding a cure for Alzheimer's. Nail the Score, coming up in just a bit.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
The Art of Giving. Perhaps somebody will clean out the prize closet. Nathan Reeder, let the computer rip, if you will.
Hi.
The computer's broken. I swear I heard that computer in there. Did you hear it? Can that computer roll? Nice. I knew it was there. All right, so the computer has spoken, and the computer has picked the Broncos and the Bills. So the Broncos are hosting the Bills. They are a 10-point favorite in this game, a 10-point favorite. I'm going to have to say Denver rolls in this one, and my score will be 45 to 24. 45 to 24. If the line is that big where the Broncos are giving up 10, that pretty much tells you something. The Bills can be very tricky, however. And you just, I don't think they can be that tricky, though. I don't think that they're going to be able to do that against Denver in Denver. So Peyton Manning, to me, could still do some pretty big damage. And the Broncos at 9-3 lead the AFC West by game over San Diego. They have all kinds of season records, like rushing yards, back-to-back weeks. Last Sunday, it was 29-16 in the win against the Chiefs in Kansas City. And I thought that game had the potential to be pretty darn close, and it wasn't. Yeah, you know, they can spread the ball around a lot. Now, Buffalo is 7-5, so they're there for the wild card race. They certainly will do everything they can to try to win that game. It doesn't mean they're going to win it, but this could be a surprise game. However, as you can tell, by my scoring guess, I don't believe it. That's why I'm picking Denver 45 to 24. Buffalo is fifth against the pass and has limited their last six opponents to 163 yards, which is pretty good. But the last five teams have not been all that great. I would have to say, if I'm looking at Peyton Manning, and if I'm looking at Kyle Orton, I just feel much stronger about the ability of the Broncos in this case. The Broncos, by the way, have won the last two meetings, but they haven't faced the Bills since 2011, so it's a much different team. Throw out the old records. Jack from Down Under has already chimed in through the miracle of Al Gore's internet. You can do the same thing, americatonight.net. Denver, he says, 35 to 14. He is a Broncos fan, but you don't have to be a Broncos fan to just know that. Okay, Kyle Orton, 13 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, compared to Peyton Manning, who is crazy off the charts. I'm going to have to say, Peyton Manning, let's see. He's got 36 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. If he's a pass attack, a passing fool, his completion rate is almost 67%. Yeah, I think I've given you a lot of hints here. 855-266-5283. If you want to chime in, or you can send us that email, americatonight.net. Let's go to Phil in Missouri. Hello, Phil.
Hey, Kate. Yeah, I think this should be kind of an ugly game for Bronco fans, that is. I mean, for Bills fans. I'm going 41-17 Denver.
41-17. Wow. So, yeah, you and I both think over 40 points. I agree with you. It's going to be a rough day for Bills fans. No question about it. Yeah, I do, too. Hey, thanks, Phil. Always good to hear from you. 855-266-5283. americatonight.net. Got a whole bunch of email. We're definitely going to go to that. Plus, we have to get Nathan's guess, because he's such a huge football fan. He may be the one that nails the score. Dan in the great state of Texas. Hello, Dan in the great state of Texas.
Hello, Kate. I think it'll be 31-27 favor of the Broncos.
Oh, so you like a closer game. How about that? 31-27.
Yeah, I think the Bills are going to make a good performance.
They could. I mean, I was kind of making that case. Thanks, Dano. I was kind of making that case that this could be a surprise game because they've been that team. And they're starting to click in a couple of different areas. It's hard to say that, though, with a complete straight face, I must say. 855-266-5283 for fun. We are nailing the score here on America Tonight. And the game of the week is Denver hosting the Buffalo Bills. As simple as that. Grim likes this game, so he gets to double dip. There's a ton of people trying to get in. Don't worry, we'll get you all in. All right, Grim, what is your guess?
49-17.
49-17 Broncos?
You better believe it.
I thought you were going to say Bills. I was gonna say, are you kidding me? Now I'm going to have to disagree with you on that one, too. Now, 49-17, that's good. I like it. You are locked and loaded. The Broncos. So the Broncos so far, that's what everybody's guessing, the Broncos. Let's go to, Jeff. In Kansas. Hey, Jeff, are you trying to nail the score with us?
Yes, ma'am.
What do you think? Who do you like? Do you like the Broncos?
Yeah, Broncos going to win 35-21.
35-21 Broncos. That's a much more reasonable guess, Jeff, than mine. You may be correct. Listen to us on Sunday and Monday, and we'll announce if you have won. How about Nathan? Nathan, we got to make sure that we get you in here. The Swami.
I'll do Broncos 28. And wait, who are the Broncos again?
Broncos and Bills. Broncos and Denver. Bills and Buffalo.
I'll go with the Broncos. Still Broncos 24. Bills 18.
24-18. All right, cool. We'll see if you are correct, Mr. Nathan. 24-18. All right, we've got a whole bunch of people that have hit us up on the internet, too. This one from Chia. Is that kind of like chia seeds? Chia says, or chia pets. Do you ever have a chia pet? At Christmas time, chia pets are all over grocery stores and like CVS's and stuff, mostly drugstores. Anyway, Chia says, Broncos definitely. How could anyone possibly pick the Bills? The final score is going to be 48-37. 48-37. I like it. Let me squeeze in another one here. This one from Cynthia G. And Cynthia says, Kate, pencil me in for Denver 35-32. Wow. And you know, who knows? It is like picking Keno numbers when you're bored at a casino after playing 5 hours of penny slots. If you go into a casino, I used to live in Vegas, even if you're not a gambler, they are going to try to get something out of you. So if you're going to sit there and eat a burger, there is a chance that you could just still come by and make sure, do you want to play some Keno? How about it? How about lottery? We got lottery outside. Anything to pull you in. All right, here's another one from Jeffrey. And Jeffrey says, hey, Katie Kate, I'm a friend of Stan's. He says, hi. Oh, Stan. And my guess is Broncos riding herd over Buffalo. Seems kind of funny, huh? If you think about it. Final score is going to be 50-37. Wow, 50-37. 37. You never know. Good luck to everybody who tried to nail the score. Maybe we'll have a winner. We'll know on Sunday. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.